Jordan, you want to come up? Jordan Riley? Not here? The representative to this? He's not here? Huh? Are we on the wrong? Who's representing this?
The applicant's Mr. Hayden.
Yeah, but representative is Gordon Riley, Jordan Riley.
Jordan's not here, I am Terry.
Huh?
I'm Terry Hayden, Jordan Riley's not here.
He's the property owner.
Who? Jordan?
Gentleman.
This guy?
Yes.
Boy, you start me off already confusing me with the phone. 535. Before we start any further with this, I heard a couple of phones out there ringing. You got a minute. Make sure all your phones is off.
Okay.
We don't need them interrupting us. And we've got a lot of people to speak tonight. So we'll give you 5 minutes to speak. So what's your name?
Terry Hayden.
Come on up. That's right, you were here last time.
Yep, I was here last time.
You look familiar now. Okay, tell us and everybody in the room what you got in mind.
Well, let's see, starting with a 535 Lakewood.
Yeah.
Just basically looking at doing, occasionally doing some nightly rentals. Same thing with 260 Lemonwood and 319 Lemonwood. So,
anything you want to tell us about it or tell the room?
Well, no, basically other than 535 Lakewood, you know, it's empty. There's no rent or nothing in there. 260 Lemonwood, the same thing. At the 319 Lemonwood, I stay there quite a bit on the weekends, you know. So with them two just staying open like that, you know, I figured I might try to do something with the houses. Either nightly rentals or something like that, you know. I feel like I've got about three or four choices. Either leave them empty or get somebody in there to rent them a year time or 6 months or do something with them to generate some revenue.
Okay. Anybody got any questions for him before I have him sit down? No. Thank you.
Are they currently for sale?
No. Mm-mm. No.
Are you planning on selling them? Listing them down the road?
I don't need to. Not saying I wouldn't, but
okay.
I don't need to. So.
Okay. You can sit down if you want to, and we'll probably holler back at you later. Now, folks, anybody that's signed on to these things, you sign on to them to speak, not just to be here. But if somebody comes in front of you and talks pretty well about the same subject, well, if I call on you, tell me if that's pretty well what the same thing is, because there's a lot of you sitting here that's concerned tonight. We might be here till midnight if we let everybody just go over and over the same thing. So, if you hear one of your neighbors talking about the same stuff, well, just let me know and we'll let you know that you've been heard, and then we'll go on. Dick Hidner?
Hidner.
You want to come up, sir?
I've got Russ Schwenowicz with me.
Okay.
I'm the attorney for Mr. Hidner and Ms. Hidner and Mr. Raines and Ms. Raines.
Okay, one of you can speak, whichever one of you want to.
He's on the list too, but I definitely want to speak.
Well, both of you can speak, and then we'll go from there.
If I may speak on behalf of the Raines, and then Mr. Hidner can speak on behalf of him and his wife, if that's okay. First of all, I appreciate the commission's time this evening. My name is Russ Schwenowicz. I'm an attorney in Branson. I've been practicing here since 2003. I represent, as I said, Mr. and Ms. Hidner, Ms. and Ms. Raines, who are here tonight in opposition to the special use permit, Division 3 permit for the nightly rentals. The applicant, Mr. Hidner, is a Greene County resident and a businessman who works for U.S. Automotive, Inc., and presumably would be knowledgeable about the many requirements to run a commercial enterprise. However, he doesn't come here, I don't believe, in good faith. He's not coming here because he has a deeply held obligation to comply with the zoning laws. He's here because he got a stop work order, and he's reacting to it after the fact. He comes here, I think, grudgingly. In seeking a special use permit to operate a nightly rental, a commercial business in a residential neighborhood, he has demonstrated his lack of faith as follows. He began nightly rentals without first seeking the approval from this commission. He has intentionally disregarded and ignored a stop work order issued by the planning administrator. As soon as the planning administrator's posted notices were placed on the properties, he immediately removed them. He has continued to advertise the three properties as available for nightly rental on the internet, and as far as I know, on the Airbnb site, they're still up for rental. The advertising misrepresents the properties as being owned by Jordan Riley and his fiance, an engaged couple from Dallas, Texas. We sent them a certified letter that they didn't claim. He conceals the prospective and actual renters, his ownership in the three properties from advertising on the Airbnb website. They say that they're renting from, quote, Jordan in Texas. He's advertised the boat slips and the lifts as available as part of the nightly rental arrangement in violation of the Corps of Engineers regulations. He has the Airbnb advertising posted a picture of my client's dock 8001, the Moore's Oasis boat dock, to represent a dock in which two slips were owned by them, Jordan and his fiance, when in fact neither they nor Mr. Hidner are currently shown in the Corps records as owning either slip. Do you have a question?
Yeah, back up on the slip deal.
Yes. Well, maybe I should back up even more if I can. I've also filed a lawsuit against Mr. Hidner on behalf of my clients seeking an injunction from having them rent the slips. The Airbnb website is advertising that the fact that they come with boat slips, but he doesn't own those boat slips, and he doesn't have a membership in the Moore's Oasis.
Who owns the boat slips?
They're owned by a Mr. Is it Lambert?
And Boyd.
And those are the names that are on file with the Corps.
You got that, Bob? The names of them.
Larry Boyd, 116 Kennedy Street, Walnut Grove, Missouri, 65770, is currently registered as owner of one of them with the Corps that they're representing are theirs. The other is owned by a Jerry Lambert, 747 Oakwood Drive, Ridgedale, Missouri, 65739. Now, it doesn't matter if...
You got that, Bob?
Yes.
Thanks. It doesn't matter if he has permission to use those boat slips. The Corps haven't given permission to rent them. In fact, it's specifically against the Corps regulations. The application for this special use permit should, at the discretion of this commission, be denied solely on the basis that this applicant, Mr. Hidner, has demonstrated a total disregard for the process and the procedures for securing the special use permit by continuing to operate this nightly rental business in violation of the Taney County Development Guidance Code, for violation of the Corps regulations, and for misrepresenting the nightly rental business on the Airbnb website. This is an educated businessman that should know better. When we first sent out notices on the violation of the slips, and Mr. Hidner will get into that more, we sent certified letters to everyone, and this one was just flat unclaimed to Mr. Riley and Hunter Hidner, who is Mr. Hyden's daughter. They live in McKinney, Texas, and I think that's why they're not here tonight. They're just running the website for him, but they don't have any ownership in the property whatsoever. The development guidance code also requires the buffer, and I don't think that there's any buffer that's going to be possible with that 0.26 acre tract that's going to be anything near sufficient to shield that from the use.
You bring that picture back up, Bob, so everybody can. I know he keeps looking at the screen.
Do you want an aerial photo or?
Yeah.
Well, the application doesn't talk about the impact on the properties. He doesn't submit a site plan. He doesn't have a statement with his application as is required, and it's flatly incompatible with the existing land use. He doesn't talk about the occupancy limits. He doesn't talk about the parking requirements. He doesn't talk about the fire district compliance. He doesn't talk about compliance with the Division of Revenue or the fire district. Lemonwood Lane is a quiet circle at the end of Lakewood Drive. As such, there is only one way in and one way out for the residents of this street, and the street itself is very narrow. In order to get past another car, you have to kind of pull off to the side or cede passage to the driver coming the other way. Lemonwood Lane has 24 single-family residences, most of which are occupied full-time by their owners and their respective families. A couple of properties are owned by families who, though living out of state, regularly occupy these as vacation homes. And then we have two single-family homes on Lemonwood Lane owned by the applicant who has rented those houses regularly since May of 2016.
Excuse me.
Yes, sir.
Now, are we doing all these together, Bob, or are we just going to do one at a time?
We're doing one at a time.
Well, this is on Lakeshore Drive.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll
just address that one, but and I know I only have 5 minutes, but I want to just jump over real quick to the type of people that have been coming there, and that's some of the evidence that you'll hear tonight. The applicant, or perhaps Jordan Riley and his fiance, have chosen to advertise on Airbnb, which is an internet website based out of San Francisco. The people they rent to are just names, people looking for a vacation or party spot and who have no particular connection to Hollister or Taney County. As one renter posted on the Airbnb website after her visit, the house was perfect for a group of eight women to have a getaway ladies' weekend. Perhaps it was perfect for those women, but it was burdensome for the property owners who ended up picking up trash after the fact. The renters have no particular reason to care for the homes and the surrounding properties as the neighbors do, many of whom have owned their homes on Lemonwood for three or more decades. While not every single renter has displayed juvenile behavior, enough renters have behaved badly enough to have given the Lemonwood homeowners a very poor impression of those who are renting and lining his pockets with cash in the meantime. The applicant collects money from the renters, and the Lemonwood homeowners are just paying a price for their presence. More traffic, more noise, strangers walking about the neighborhood, leaving trash, bottles, beer cans, etc. So I know I'm getting close to the end of my 5 minutes, but that's kind of an overview, and I'll cede the time to Dick now. Okay. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Is your wife on here or somebody?
My wife is on here.
Okay.
She's right here.
Can I cede my 5 minutes to him? No.
No. One of you can speak.
Thank you, gentlemen. I did put together a PowerPoint presentation, which I believe will probably take more than 5 minutes.
He took eight. So.
I can skip through some of it, but...
go ahead.
And the other thing I'll say is my presentation was based upon the fact that there is so much going on between the Lemonwood property and the Lakewood property and the boat docks. It's all combined. So I unfortunately will speak to both the streets just so you get a feel for what we're talking about. But my comments and objections can be, for this purpose, directed to Lakewood. Bob, can we go to slide number, let's just skip a few and go to slide number 7. Just going to tell you a little bit about Lemonwood Lane. There's several slides in here about that. It's in Moore's Oasis subdivision, which is separate from Oakmont. It's its own subdivision, not part of Oakmont. And there's only one street. It's a circle at the end of Lakewood, and there are 24 homes. They're all single-family residents. It's very quiet. There's no nightly rentals or anything like that, no other businesses going on in there. Next slide.